This WBEZ podcast is supported by Chicago Humanities, presenting its Spring Festival with Peter Sagal's Constitution Sessions, Mayor Brandon Johnson with Dr. Ibram X. Kendi, travel journalist Rick Steves, author R.F. Kuang, journalist Michael Pollan, and a night with NPR's Planet Money. Tickets for these events and more conversations on arts, culture, and current affairs at chicagohumanities.org.
A strange new illness is showing up in children during the COVID-19 pandemic, and it's scaring parents. The symptoms are similar to a potentially serious disease called Kawasaki syndrome. Pediatricians in Illinois say the illness is still rare. They're monitoring it closely, but they're sounding the alarm about a much more widespread problem. There's been a dramatic drop in the number of kids getting vaccines for preventable diseases. WBEZ's Mariah Wolfel joins me to talk about these issues affecting kids' health during the pandemic. Hey, Mariah.
Hey, Mary.
Mariah, before we talk about vaccine rates, can you tell us what we need to know about this new illness that's showing up in a pretty small number of kids?
Yeah, so this illness mirrors that well-known disease, Kawasaki syndrome. Hospitals are now trying to work to understand these symptoms that are popping up. They include a rash, fever, swollen hands or feet, a stomach ache. Experts say there could be a link to coronavirus. Kids throughout the country who have gotten this disease have also tested positive for previous exposure to COVID. The Illinois State Public Health Director announced yesterday she's forming a task force to investigate this illness, but the number of cases here do remain very low and rare. Hospitals tell me there are just about half a dozen.
So this Kawasaki-like illness is a cause for concern, understandably, but there's a much more prevalent issue here and one that we haven't heard so much about, and that's how kids are not getting their shots.
Yeah, so doctors say they're seeing a dramatic number of cancellations or delays in wellness checks. So wellness checks are where kids go in and get weighed, they get their vitals checked, they have mental health screenings, and sometimes they get vaccinations at those visits too. So if parents are canceling wellness checks, they could be unknowingly canceling a scheduled vaccination as well. And every pediatrician I spoke to say they're just seeing this huge drop in vaccinations as a result, and that is just not okay right now. I think Dr. Eddie Pont, who's a pediatrician in suburban Elmhurst, said it best.
While we are concerned about COVID, they are far more at risk, at least in Illinois, from vaccine-preventable diseases such as measles, whooping cough, you know, meningitis, just horrible diseases. And if parents could look at it in that way, getting them vaccinated is a no-brainer.
So the state has not issued data on how big this decrease is yet, but Lurie Children's in Chicago gave us some numbers that show a 30% decline in vaccinations for kids under two, and then anywhere from a 70 to 90% decline in kids older than that. And national data from the CDC also shows massive declines across the country.
Why are doctors so worried?
So they're concerned about an outbreak of a preventable disease like measles or whooping cough. In order to prevent something like a measles outbreak, a certain percentage, around 80 to 90% actually, of the population has to have immunity to it. So vaccinations build that immunity up. And if there's a drop in vaccinations, there's a drop in that herd immunity. And that's a major concern because obviously you don't at any time want to deal with a measles outbreak at all, but you definitely don't want to do it during a pandemic.
And what are you hearing from parents right now?
There's definitely fear. Like everyone, they want to minimize the risk of exposure, and going to a doctor's office can seem scary. I'm not a mom, but I spoke to a Chicago mom, Rachel Julis, who I think just painted this picture so well for me of what it's like to bring a kid out into the pandemic world.
Having a 2-year-old, you know, he can't wear a mask. He touches everything and puts his hands in his mouth. I mean, hygiene is not his strong suit. He's going to touch everything, and he's inevitably going to touch his face before I can wash his hands.
So I said to her, like, good luck without handcuffs or a straitjacket bringing a baby out. But another part of this is lack of access. When Illinois started the stay-at-home order, we saw a lot of healthcare services canceled, including vaccines for older kids. Now we are starting to see some of those healthcare services pick back up in Illinois.
So where do we go from here?
Most doctors I talked to said if these vaccinations do pick back up, they believe they'll be able to make up for a month or so of declines to prevent an outbreak. And they are really stressing everything they're doing to keep doctors' offices safe, deep cleans, separating sick from non-sick visits, those sort of things. So the advice is to do not cancel and do not delay.